Good morning, beautiful people of this world. How is your day going? How's your lunch? So, today of the first real episode of Story Time Podcast. Pew, pew, pew. Psh, Now, today what we are going to be storytelling is the story of how I met your mother. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. The story is. Hold on, I'm still waking up. The story is about how one of my friends, when we went to church camp, because high schoolers go to church camp. So we went to church camp, and this is how I never trusted this person again. So let's start this story time. Now, we were going to church camp, and I had just gotten there, and I was. Who are all these people? Should I make friends with these people? It's like I'm never gonna see these people again. So I guess I'll just make friends with them. So my church that was going to church camp, I had my friends. Bailey, Tatiana, Gracie, Chloe, Carly. Chloe and Carly were twins. Jermaine and me. Now, I met this girl. Her name was Allie, and we met like on the second day of church camp. Yeah, no, the first day. And her boyfriend just broke up with her. And I was there for her. I was like, "You don't need him. He's like, blah blah blah." And I went up to, she told me to go up to him and ask him, "Hey, why'd you leave me? Like, why'd you break up with me?" her? And so I said that. I was like, "Why'd you break up with Allie?" And her boyfriend's name was Dylan. So Dylan said, because she said, "I love you" too much. She was too clingy. We had only been dating for like 2 months, and she was already saying, "I love you." And she did all this stuff to me that she was being really rude. So I said, "Wait, really?" And I was still on her side. So I was like, "You better stay away from her. Don't talk to her again. Don't even be her brother's friend. Because, like, you don't need to be in her life. You don't need to ruin her life even more than you already just did." So, and then after that, I'm walking back to Allie, and she's not even crying. She was crying while we were walking away, but I guess she got over it because she went to a different boy and was like, "Hey, do you want to go out with me?" So I was like, "Hey, Allie, let me talk to him real quick so I can like get the info, you know?" So she's like, "Yeah," and she leaves us alone, and he's like 16 and she's 12. So she wouldn't leave him alone, like. Even when I was trying to, like, when I first went up there, because I was talking to her ex-boyfriend for a while, okay? This was like 30 minutes. And while the 30 minutes while I was talking to him, she was talking to this guy named Tristan and wouldn't leave him alone, was bugging him so much. So he was like, when we talked, he said, "Can you please tell Allie that I'm gay so that way she will leave me alone because I'm tired of her." There's 30 minutes we just barely met, and she's like, "Hey, can I have your number?" Blah blah blah. And when I say number, she wanted to call him on the house phone. Like, she said, "Oh, I have a house phone, so I can just talk to him up there since I don't have a real phone yet." And I was like, "Oh, wow, really?" So I was like, me and her were talking, and the next day, this was Wednesday, so we had on there Monday afternoon, and so this was Wednesday, and I told her, "Hey, okay, so you know that boy in my group, the black one, Bailey, I like him. Just don't tell him." This is basically how I learned: don't tell strangers your crush. Some of them will try to do. So she was like, "Yeah, sure," and I was gone because I went in to go help clean a thing. Like, I went to go hang out with my friend Hannah. We had just met, and we were all on the same team. Allie and me were on the same team. We were all on the same team. So I went, I come back 20 minutes later, and I see a Bailey's ring, Allie's sunglasses. So I was like, that's odd. She didn't even, like, she just met Bailey. How is he wearing her stuff? So I asked my other friends, I'm like, oh, she asked Bailey too. And I was like, what, really? So her friend pulls me aside, Jane. Her friend Jane pulls me inside and says, she's trying to steal your crush. I was like, what? Is this true? So I went up to Allie and I confronted her. I was like, are you trying to steal Bailey from me? Do you like Bailey? She's like, no, just leave it alone. So I walk away and I start crying because she's like being totally rude to me. She's like trying to make me mad and upset and everything. So I walk away crying. Then after, like, I look over and a few minutes, I'm like watching her for these few minutes, like crying and everything. And then she all of a sudden starts crying. So remember the twins I told you about? Well, Carly goes over there and she's talking to her and she's walking around. I'm like, seriously? I've been crying here for 10 minutes and you don't even notice me like one bit, and you choose someone that you just met? How dare Carly do that to me? So I try to get comfort from Allie's friends. Yeah, her name is Allie. Find it. I try to get comfort from her friends, and so I'm like that, and then I overhear Bailey, the one I like, that she's trying to probably steal from me, I think, in my head. So I hear Bailey saying, don't mind her, she's just in her own little world, she acts like that all the time, she's a brat. I was like, dude, okay, you're choosing this girl that we barely met, that we're probably not gonna see again. I've known you for the longest time, and you barely know her for minutes. Maybe 1 hour. That's how long you've known her. We go to the same school. We live in the same town. I was so upset that I started crying even more, and, like, my pastor... No, this... Okay, so before I talk to my pastor, I try to talk to Carly and ask her, hey, why aren't you comforting me and stuff? And Allie's all up in here like, go away, Phoebe. You don't need to be talking to me. I was like, Allie, shush. I'm trying to talk to my friend Carly that I've known for a while now. So she's like, and then Carly's like, Phoebe, enough. And I'm like, you're choosing someone you just barely met, not me. You know everything about me. I spent the night at your house. You don't know nothing about her. She doesn't go to our church or anything, okay? Y'all live in different towns. Now, everybody at that church camp was, I think, from Texas. Most of them said Texas. So I was like, yeah, they're mostly from Texas. And Allie was from Lubbock, Texas. But, you know, it's like one in a, like, chance of time of meeting. And she couldn't talk to them because she didn't have a phone. I even asked her, show me, do you really not have a phone? And she didn't have a phone. Okay, so let's get on. So, like, my pastor talks to me and says, just leave her alone. Don't talk to her or anything. And I'm like, pastor, she is ruining my life. I can't even go, like, I was trying to be with my friends and everything, and she wouldn't let me. So they started, this when Bailey was wearing her sunglasses, they were playing basketball. So, like, when we were, me and Allie were talking, it was kind of, so the next day, I try to hang around my friends. No, she's hanging around with my friends and everything. She's like, blah, blah, blah. So that night when we worshipped, I was like, hey, I'm sorry. Do you want to be my friend again? She was like, I don't know, Phoebe. I'll have to talk about it. I was like, what? What do you talk about it? She's like, I meant think about it. I was like, who are you going to talk to about it? She's like, I meant think about it. And I'm over here thinking, I know you're just going to go talk crap about me behind my back. That's the kind of girl you are. So, like,
I was like, fine, I'll just hang out with my friends. And when I'm hanging around my friends, she doesn't hang around them. So I'm like, yeah, as long as I stay with them, then I can just be happy. I don't have to be around her. So then the next day, I'm standing next to Bailey, and she comes up and whispers something in Bailey's ear, and I can't hear it. But one of my friends did, Gracie. So Gracie comes up to me after Allie, like after I told Allie, if you're gonna look, because she was talking about, if you're gonna talk about me, like at least not where I can hear, go do it somewhere else. And she was talking about me to Carly. I was like, so, to remind you, we're staying here till Friday, and this is barely Thursday. We're leaving Friday morning. So she's talking all this crap about me, like, to Carly. I'm like, don't say it. Say it a little bit quieter, because if I can hear you, I'm gonna hurt you. I was like ready to fight her, but I was like, no, Phoebe, hold it back, because it's church camp, you know. I need to be focusing on Jesus, the man upstairs, not this girl right here that I'm only gonna probably never see her again until next church camp. So then Gracie comes over here and whispers in my ear what Allie said to Bailey. Allie said, stay away from Phoebe and be near me. I don't want you to be around Phoebe. I'm like, this girl did not say anything. So I go up to her pasture, which is like not her pasture. I guess it was her pasture, yeah. And it's Jane, her best friend's mom. So I go up to her and I'm like, hey, Allie just said this thing to my friends. So can you like keep her away? Because she's causing all this drama. And she's like, yeah. And Allie wouldn't stay away. So finally, we're leaving Friday morning. And she's like, Phoebe, get the heck away from me. And she said the H word. And we were at church again. I was like, how dare you? And then I was like, you better back off, okay, before I hit you. I'm like this close to hitting you. And I don't want to do that because we're in church camp and I'm all about Jesus. So, you know what she does? She goes, whatever, you're leaving anyway. So if we fight, it doesn't really matter. You're probably gonna lose. So I was like, ooh. I got so mad. You don't even know. So I just got in my van. We on the way there, we were in a van. So I just got in my van. I was like, I'm tired of this girl. Let's go home. She lives in Lubbock. I live in Muleshoe. There's like a 1% chance that we're ever gonna see each other again. And so like I texted Bailey a couple, like a month or a couple months after that. I was like, hey, did you really mean all those, wait, like, do you really mean all those things you said about me? And he was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, I didn't mean them, but I said them. I was just saying that because I wanted to impress Allie. So I was like, oh, really? Yeah, but I don't like her. But I don't like you. I like you as a friend, but I don't like you. Do you like me? And I was like, yeah. Why do you think I got so upset when Allie was doing all those things and saying, oh, like you're like making you wear her stuff? And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I would have hung out with you more if I knew. And then we're best friends now. So I guess everything worked out. So that is the end of today's podcast. That was a pretty long podcast. About to be 14 minutes, like 2 seconds away. But oh, it's 14 now. But yeah, that's it for today. Hope you come back to see my next episode. Bye-bye, guys.